Well, we know we're about to see bank consolidation, big banks eating little banks, and that means less competition. More consolidation means more government control. So what are they going to do with that control? Well, all things being equal, if people don't start making a lot of noise and exerting an awful lot of pressure, it'll mean digital currency, a currency that politicians control. Sign up for the CBDC app to get your food stamps. You think that's not coming? Of course it's coming. They'd like it to come in any case.
All right. On Saturday, I came in and did a special 2+ hour live broadcast with General Flynn. And he agreed with me that the Obama administration, third term with Biden, the puppet, the Chinese communist puppet, was trying to crash regional banks to consolidate control so big mega banks could dominate and bring in their CBDCs. So we shouldn't buy into the hysteria because that's what they want. But we should also watch it and be aware and move your money around if you're blessed enough to have more than $250,000 in one bank account or more. Today, literally hundreds of articles, it's everywhere. The big mega banks, their stocks up, all the other stocks are down. The feds have the regulators in control. They could have propped up the Silicon Valley Bank months ago. They knew about the problem a year ago, but instead they told the little investors to get into it while all the big money went out. That's mainstream news today. It's huge. And when I Saturday said that, it got millions of views on YouTube, millions of views on Twitter. Melissa Tate put it out. Last time I checked, her version has 900,000 views where I said that. And the bots just flooded in and said, Jones is crazy. Don't listen to him. This is all completely accidental. Even though it's tied to Sam Bankman-Fried and the whole FTX situation, it's tied in to the deepest levels of the deep state. Signature Bank and SVB are about as globalist woke as you can get. They're the tip of the spear when it comes to that. And now it's all confirmed. So here's the short clip that's gone viral from Saturday, and then we'll play what Tucker had to say for you last night. Here it is. Just go back the last 6 months and just grab 4 or 5, because I know I said it about 100 times. Times that I said next they'll start collapsing regional and lending banks to consolidate them into the big 6 globalist banks that own the private Federal Reserve and the European Union Bank and the rest of it. And then out of that, they will call for central bank digital currencies to be rolled out. Just on Wednesday, Biden, the third administration of Obama, put out his big new national directive. In fact, I forgot to repull that from Wednesday Stack, the big, quote, new cybersecurity initiative. And you read it, it's really to roll out a central bank digital currency that tracks and controls everything you do. Then they'll try to ban all the normal cryptocurrencies that are actually independent and decentralized power. That's all announced in there. And I said on Wednesday, look for them to crash the regional banks to bring in total control. We know the enemy's playbook. I said, will it be a banking collapse and the central bank digital currency cashless society rollout? Will it be a cyber attack to bring that in? Will it be both? Will it be a massive new terror attack, an escalation in the war? These are all cards, because I've been looking over the enemy's shoulder, what they got in their hand. I don't know exactly how they're going to play the cards. I don't know when they're going to play the cards, but I know what cards they got, and that's a lot. So, General Flynn, former head of the Defense Intelligence Agency, former top national security advisor to President Trump, and a true patriot, will be joining us here in about 57 minutes from now. And we're going to cover the waterfront with the general, commercial free for an hour straight once he gets on with us. So we're going to hit. And that important interview is posted commercial free at band.video. Hope you watch it. Hope you share it. It was the best analysis ever. From the general, we got a real presidential level briefing like he really gives. Instead of him just kind of humbly sitting there and answering questions with short answers, I said, I'm going to shut up. And I did a really good job. I probably talked 10 minutes out of an hour and a half interview with him. We went long and he really got the flow. And I'm telling you, this is why he was one of the top strategists, even for the globalists. He's not a globalist, but he was Obama's favorite general because his analysis continued to be dead on. And he's the main guy credited with the pivot towards China, that China was going to double cross the United States because he had been to a lot of events and seminars and joint training with the Chi Coms he was ordered to go do, and said, these people are completely at war with us. What the hell are you thinking? They're going to double cross the living snot out of us. And of course, that was more than, that was like 10, 12 years ago, he convinced Obama for the pivot. So he knows what he's talking about. He doesn't put on an Ivy League, you know, fake snooty affect. Oh, you're so smart. No, he's just a regular guy, but smart as hell. That's why his family's got a long history in military intelligence, because they've definitely got the right stuff. But the point is that we, the human intelligence of America and the world, have the right stuff as well. And they are now, I'm going to show you the articles in a moment, confirming this is a consolidation for the mega banks. They purposely did not stabilize the bank early to start this process. They're calling it not a bailout. It is a bailout. We'll give you the rest of the story coming up. But first, here's Tucker Carlson last night.
Well, we know we're about to see bank consolidation, big banks eating little banks, and that means less competition. More consolidation means more government control. So what are they going to do with that control? Well, all things being equal, if people don't start making a lot of noise and exerting an awful lot of pressure, it'll mean digital currency, a currency that politicians control. Sign up for the CBDC app to get your food stamps. You think that's not coming? Of course it's coming. They'd like it to come in any case. Now, we're not alleging a conspiracy here, but we did notice that the four biggest banks, Wells Fargo, Bank of America, JP Morgan, Chase, are doing well. And we also noticed that the White House appears to be, maybe we're just reading into this too much, trying to induce runs on regional banks. They seem to be trying to take away your confidence in those banks. Here's Karine Jean-Pierre, the White House Secretary, not someone we'd ever accuse of having an original thought, but she's a vessel for the plans of others. Here she is on Friday as SVB was collapsing. Now, she doesn't say a word about the fundamentals of the market or the security of your money in banks. Instead, she talks about the one thing that matters to her, which is the racial identity of the people in charge of our finance system. Watch.
I do want to take a moment to note the historic nature of the moment that you see in front of you right now. All three of us are historic first in our roles. The first Black woman to serve as CEA chair, OMB director, White House press secretary, the first Black women right in front of you for all of those three important, important key roles in the administration.
These people lack all self-awareness, as if anyone would care. Why should we care? Is there some reason to care? And by the way, you are discrediting by your stupidity and clear incompetence anything you're promoting. You should keep that in mind. But big picture, if you wanted to make people less confident in regional banks and the banking system more broadly, if you wanted to maybe induce a run on the banks, this might be how you talk. Oh, we're all of a certain racial group. Huh? What does it have to do with whether the banks have enough cash in reserve to cover their balance sheets? So what we do know is that the Democratic Party, the Biden administration, sees this crisis as a means of expanding their control. And we know this because in a recent Zoom call with the Fed, Treasury Department, and other financial regulators, with members of Congress, Senator Mark Kelly of Arizona asked whether there was a program in place to censor social media posts that could lead to a national run on banks. Now, that's according to Congressman Thomas Massie. Michael Schellenberger has a great piece on this today. Massie was on the call. So think about this for a second. You've got a deposit at a regional bank that's holding tons, way more than you know, of long-term treasuries that are worth a lot less than they were when the bank bought them. That means that bank is at risk. That means your money's at risk. But Senator Mark Kelly of Arizona doesn't want you to know about that. Why wouldn't they want you to know that? Kind of interesting. That kind of censorship could actually crush people. So we have to ask the obvious question, how close are we to some sort of disaster? And to what extent are the people in charge abetting it?
Exactly. Who stands to gain? And we told you this was the next shoe to drop. Here's some of the headlines. Regional banks are seeing flight deposits to too big to fail mega banks. Too big to fail banks flooded with deposits as bank run drains small banks of cash. And it goes on and on. We'll cover it all when we return on this very important Tuesday, March 14th, live broadcast, Infowars.com and MadMaxWorld.tv. We now have three new game-changing products that are in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And one of our best-selling products sold out for over a year that's now back in stock. Our prebiotic doesn't need any introduction. does such amazing things for your gut flora, your overall health. What it does is essential. Go read about it at InfoWarsStore.com. And now, the fourth toothpaste designed by my dad. The last two were big hits. This one is really special. It's turmeric concentrate with a bunch of other essential oils and so much more to take your mouth's health to the next level. We also have high-quality ashwagandha root for your libido, your stamina, your testosterone with black pepper extract to accelerate it as a pill. And we have ashwagandha root gummies as well. Very strong, very powerful. Now in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there, experience these great products and others, and fund the InfoWar. The only way we fail is not taking action. God bless you. Now please visit InfoWarsStore.com and experience these powerful products for yourself.